I'm Ms. Jabrilla. You have reached the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having an emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you or calling to get the vaccination for the coronavirus?
Well, I have checked many places, and I had a question about a drive-through that they're having in Selma.
Okay, give me just a second. I want to look into that. You said okay. Selma.
Selma at Block Park. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, and that just popped up. No appointment needed for that. The start time starts at 9 o'clock a.m. and it ends at 3.
Yes, ma'am. This is my question. We are high risk, and we were told that we would be included in the next group that starts, I think, Monday.
Yes, the 65 and up.
Is that not correct?
The 65 and up?
Well, it's 65 and up. Oh, I'm so sorry. What is that? 65 and up. I can't hear you. There's some kind of echo.
Okay, give me a second, please.
Okay.
All right, can you hear me now?
I can now. Thank you. There, everything we've read, and even our own family doctor gave us a thing saying we're high risk. We're not
okay.
65.
So if your doctor sent you that, and you're willing to do the walk-in, I would suggest you have that information and documentation with you to show proof so you can get that. So,
okay.
The date.
So I don't want to stay in line, you know. I was going to go the 11th when the new group starts.
Not pretty sure if you can cut in line. All I would say is get there ahead of time before the clinic opens.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. The time is from 9 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. And
yes,
they're
ma'am,
having another one on the 18th.
Right. But what's confusing to me is, like, the 1C, 1B, when you go on the site that shows they're having a drive-through, they're not progressing to the high-risk group. So I just don't want to be in line all day and then refuse us, but that is included in the next group, but they just don't list it.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that.
Yeah, so, and when I go on and try to get one at the health department, the earliest I can get, and I've tried several counties, is April. So, you know, with us being at high risk, I'm just at a loss at what to do. And I don't guess it's going to get any better. A lot of the places are already out of vaccines. So, but I will try the Selma one. I know you're not a mind reader and you can't tell me what to do, but hopefully
that one will work. I looked it up on my database. It provides me with the same location that you gave me. You said Block Park Stadium. They are having walk-ins. You do not have to have an appointment needed.
Okay.
It tells me the dates that they are doing that. They are doing one on the 25th,
right,
the 4th, the 11th, and the 18th. The time is from 9 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. Like I said, if you don't want to send that line, I suggest you get there before
opening. Get there early.
Yeah. And just show them that documentation that your doctor did send you, because you said your age is not eligible, but you're at high risk. Just show them that.
Uh-huh. You think that'll get us through, don't you?
That will, because we do have a lot of people that are in certain careers that automatically qualify for the vaccination, even though their age doesn't meet the requirements, such as healthcare providers, firefighters, police officers, teachers.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. So just show them, like I told every other customer that called through that was saying, well, I am a teacher, I am this and that. All I can say is just have proof of that, because I do not have a say-so on what they tell you to bring there.
Right.
Because they don't provide
also,
me with the information.
Right. Also,
so I suggest
I'm a
everyone
nurse.
To just have proof.
Okay. I am a nurse, And I can't work right now because of my health condition and the virus.
Also alert
so
them
I can
of
show
your,
that too.
Also alert them of your health conditions, any health problems that you have. I would suggest that also, because you would need to know your will it have a reaction due to that vaccine if you get that.
Yeah.
So do alert them about your health if health issues and just show them that documentation.
Thank you for your help this morning. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Glad I can help you. Thank you for calling the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.